Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Dr. Love is one of the greatest living masters of the Bach flower remedies. He will be discussing the Love Healing System and how to heal your emotional baggage, a system he has developed over the past 40 years. To learn more, please visit drericlove.com. Now, here's our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Hey guys, and welcome to Healing the Heart. First of all, before I get into anything, I want to say this show is not designed to treat, cure, and diagnose disease. If you got a medical problem, go see your medical doctor, or it's even better, go see a naturopath. So all that being said, I think we've satisfied the FDA there, the CIA, the NSA, and whoever knows who else. From the Bible, "Behold, I will send you my messenger, and he shall prepare the way for me. The Lord who you seek shall come to his temple, even the messenger who you delight in, and the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." So welcome to Healing the Heart. Last week, we began to take up the subject of parasitic infestation. That's where people are sucking your energy and taking your power, dumping on you, using you as a dumper, and feeding off of you, using you as a feeder. So using you as a dumper and feeder. In the past, we have looked outside of ourselves for answers. We look here, we look there in the material world, and we think that cause comes with condition. And the cause comes with outer situations. We look outside of ourselves, and instead, the answer is within ourselves. So I had a client one time. She said, "God told me something I'm doing is bringing this disease to me." And I said, "Yeah, you know what it is. When you suffer, there's something inside of you that's drawing that to you. And that's what my program is about, and that's what this program is about today." So let's go ahead and take up parasitic infestation. We had discussed Century last week. The Century remedy of the Bach flower remedies. The Century remedy is for assertiveness and boundaries and borders, being able to speak your voice and be heard. It's a shielding remedy. It's about 9 shielding remedies. And they're designed to help you to speak your voice, to say what you feel, and have the other person actually listen to you, and create boundaries and borders to be able to say no. There's a woman in L.A. who in Santa Monica, she came to my class. Every week, she'd tell me how her husband, how her boyfriend was beating her. Well, she had been abused as a child. She had been beaten as a child. And so I knew, you can't handle this talking to someone. So we used the flower essences, and I helped her in the process. God helped her in the process, go into the process. My class was 4 months long. In 4 months, we used to take a walk every evening out in the alley before class started. She said, "Dr. Love, you know, you're the only person I like telling my story to because you don't ever try to give advice. You don't ever try to fix me." Well, all I did was really listen to her. And then she said, after about 4 months, she said, "Well, I knew that whatever I said, that's good work." She's 4 months, she came, she told me, she said, yeah, you know, my boyfriend and I decided to leave him. And the whole class was overjoyed. And she said again, she says, I just really thank you because you never tried to fix or change any of that. You just listened to me. Yeah, well, I do. Anything I said wouldn't do anything. But giving her those remedies and spending the time with her going through the healing process, that took care of it. That's the sensory remedy. The boundaries and borders and saying no. So, blood-sucking vampires and parasites. Parasitic infestation is the way it's called in my book, Physician USO. Bloodsuckers in your environment, energy thieves in your environment. Sometimes you just stand next to somebody and you get all the energy sucked out just because you're next to them or just because you're talking to them on the phone. They suck you out. It's like a psychic thing. They just suck you dry. One of my favorite examples is Mary Washington. Mary Washington was George Washington's mother. And when she was a very dominated, she was a chicory personality. Chicory was about them. Dominated, bossy, field rejected easily. You got to walk on that shit. Very critical. And when George and Martha got married, Mary Washington refused to come to the wedding. And she never visited Mount Vernon to see George's and Martha's home, not even once in her whole life. She completely, well, George would go and see her, and it was painful for him to go and see her, because she'd whine and complain about how much pain she was in, that she didn't have enough money. But check this out. When George Washington defeated Lord Cornwallis at the Battle of Yorktown, which was basically the decisive battle of the American Revolution. So Martha, he was going to go back home to Mount Vernon. Hadn't been there for 6 years. He was going to go back and just relax. And it's going to pass by his mom's house. So he sent some officers to announce he'd done that. And the officers were real excited. And they said to Mary, his mother, they said, His Excellency is going to be here in a few days to visit with you. And this is the truth. Mary looked at the officers and said, His Excellency, what nonsense. Can you believe that? And George Washington had terrible, terrible pain. Was always sick. And when he was president, he was just eaten up with pain. Surrounded by people who didn't like him. It was that deep shadow side, that underworld ghost river, from the traumas of his mother. And then Alexander the Great, who was in the middle of a battle with his father, and his father was knocked down, and they were going to kill him, the bad guys. The guard had somehow been separated, and Alexander stepped forward, fought off 30, 40, 50 guys, and killed them all by himself to protect his father. And his father was laying there on the ground. And so when he was done, he came over and helped his father get up. His father did not thank him ever. And his father didn't even acknowledge or ever talk about the fact ever again that his son had saved him. What a dominating, parasitic man his father was. And Alexander the Great had to drink every night himself into a stupor in order to get to sleep. And then I talked to a brother recently who has a very dominating wife, who sucks his energy, takes power. Been taking the remedies about a month, and told me that he's much more assertive and his wife's not taking his energy so much. So I was like, wait, cool. So let's see, our time is going here. Okay, we're doing good on time. So before we continue on with the parasitic infestation, we're going to get into walnuts. One of my guys asked me to talk about the underworld ghost river. What is it exactly? So let me give you some hard facts on it. The underworld ghost river is made up of, the mind. Okay, we're dealing with the mind, body, mind, and spirit. Three levels of the mind. First, the subconscious mind. You become what you think about all day. So the first thing you want to do is you want to get that stuff handled. There was a gentleman at Dr. Murphy's class, and he came and he told everybody. He said, Dr. Murphy talked about it. He said, oh, my neighborhood, a lot of stores are getting robbed at night. He said, you know, eventually I'm probably going to get robbed, and I'll probably be shot, too. And everybody in the group, oh, man, don't talk about that. Don't say that. You're going to bring it to you. Just stop doing that. And he wouldn't stop doing it. He kept talking about it. And then Dr. Murphy said that eventually he was robbed, and he was shot. And we talked last week about the woman who, there was a police officer in Dr. Murphy's class, and he said that they had gone into a woman's apartment who had been raped and strangled. And he said when they got into his apartment, they found that she had clippings that she had taken from the paper about women who had been raped for about 20 years. So because she thought about it, then it eventually came about. Well, I'm sitting down by the train tracks, and wouldn't you know, this has never happened before, but while I'm on a radio show, here comes a train passing. So I don't know if you can hear that. Ah, you can probably hear that. Okay. So life on the bad side of the tracks. I got one more story about you become what you think about. Eddie Murphy. A woman was worried about being robbed by a couple of black men. She always talked about that to her husband, and she went to Las Vegas and won this jackpot. Her husband was upstairs sleeping, all these coins, and so she asked the guy. I said, "Well, can I just get a little bucket or something, take these coins upstairs, these silver dollars upstairs, and show my husband, you know, that I won the jackpot." Guy said, "Yep." Helped her, and she went over, got in the elevator, and just then these two black men in suits got in, stood behind her. And then a third black man got in, and they stood behind her, and she was standing there shaking, holding those silver dollars. Then one of the black men said, "Get the floor." And she fell to the floor. All the silver dollars dropped everywhere. So the men helped her pick them up and put them back in her thing, and then they helped her, you know, went up to her floor, and they helped her. Well, they meant hit the number of your floor. And so they helped her, you know, go and take all that inside to her husband. He was still sleeping. And she closed the door, and she told him what happened. And she said, "Oh my God," she said, "they know where we live now. They know where we are. They're going to come back and rob us." And then there was after a while, they were trying to figure out what to do, and there was a knock on the door. And she went to the door, and there said, "Nobody here." And she looked through the people, and what should we do? She said, "Well, open it up, see if there's anybody hiding to the left or right." So she opened up, nobody there. So then she, and then she looked down, and there was a dozen long stem red roses with a note around it. And she pulled it in, and they opened it up, and the note said, "Thank you. I haven't had so many laughs in so long." And it was Eddie Murphy and his bodyguards. So the first level, the first level of the mind is the subconscious mind, and you want to take care of that. I recommend to read Dr. Murphy's book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. You want to stop what the Alcoholics Anonymous, they call your stinking thinking, and get yourself thinking positive, because you attract what you think about all day long. level two of the mind is a pattern. It's having to do with Bakram, the patri, the character defects, patterns, and the spiritual defects. Now, character defects are things anybody in Alcoholics Anonymous will talk about. They're resentment. Resentment's a character defect. Feeling embittered, and then you've got fear, anxiety, depression, guilt, being too dominating, having people dominate you. These are the things you work with. Guilt. I had a lady in Santa Monica took my class, and I saw her about 4 months later, totally. She was on time. She probably had more guilt than I think anybody I've ever met. Well, she had divorced her husband. She was actually flat out, she was flat out not very pretty at all. I mean, she was one of the most not pretty women I've seen. But it was because she had been beat up by her husband. She didn't have any boundaries, and he was constantly putting her down. She ended up getting divorced. And she took the remedies for the self-esteem. She told me in 8 months, she said, I saw her, and I couldn't believe it. She didn't even look like the same person. She was so pretty with her anxiety and depression and fears and her guilt, having resolved that. She was now a very pretty woman. And she told me her guilt was pretty much gone. Now, that's called thorough constitutional transformation. That's what you want to do with my flowers, is you want it, or with the emotional healing, is you want to get a thorough constitutional transformation. That means that the most strongest leading character defects a person has, those are turned over to the positive. The most dominating man that I've ever had, even to this day, is his wife wanted me to get. And she had me give him remedies for about 5-6 months. At the end of that time, she told me that he was no longer dominant. So we quit giving him remedies. And I knew him for a year, two more years. Probably would have given him some vine, chicory, and a couple of dominating remedies a couple of years later. But it wasn't oppressive. It was pretty much gone. That's pretty amazing. And that's called a thorough constitutional transformation. So we're talking about character defects. That's the second level of the mind. And spiritual defects, Dr. Bach wrote, the primary causes of disease are such things as pride, cruelty, hatred, ignorance, instability, selfishness, greed. So you take the Bach remedies, with your eye looking to resolve your selfishness, your greed, and your pride, and your arrogance of six spiritual things. So that's the second level. The third level of the mind is the actual underworld ghost bit. There was a woman in L.A. who took my class, and she sat around the class and told how when she was a little girl, she was in a satanic, ritual, sexual torture and abuse group. And her mother and father had her in that. And she told me that memories would come back. And she told the group, I don't even know if I should tell you this, she told the group that they would put her in a casket and tell her that they were going to nail the casket and shut and bury her alive. Her mother, it was like a rituals and rituals. Mother would whisper to her, don't worry. But they were, into torturing her and re-torturing her every week. So she had these memories of these things coming up. And I said, well, girl, and it freaked out the people in the class. I mean, they were like so freaked out. This was her underworld ghost trip. And she was so happy. Freak everybody out. And so we did the Bach, we did the SAF, which deals directly with the dual ghost trip, the traumas of life, traumas of eternity. after we did the SAF, she was taking the Bob, and after we did the SAF, she's fine. And it all harmonized. She said, I'm not bothered by any of it. But about a week or two later, more stuff came down in the box. And she was telling me, now I remember they did this to me. And I said, okay, let's do some more SAF. We did the SAF and Bob. Let's keep her on the Bob. We did another SAF, and we just blew it right off. And her bowel movements, she always had to use laxatives and sometimes natural laxatives. And once we started doing this processing, she told me that her bowel movements came to normal for second week rule. I don't know if I should tell you this, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you. In my own personal case, when I was a child, I was criticized a lot. And I was done. And made wrong. Johanna Moravia, the Edgar Casey, came and brought her students to work. Check our time here. This is a heavy story. And we're doing good. Came and told me, or came and brought her students to work with me and learn the Bach remedies in 1981 from Norway. She was one of the great psychics of Europe. She brought 21 students, and I taught them Bach. And one night, we were visiting together, and she confided. She said, can I tell you something? I said, sure. She said, you are the most depressed person I have ever met. I went, I never thought that much about it. But she was telling the truth, and when I was in L.A., my friend Peter used to stop murders for me. Although I got him out of that, and we're going to talk more about that.
So I think I was starting to choke up talking about all this. My friend Peter, he told me that I was the most, this was like, maybe like 6-7 years later, he told me that I was the most depressed person he had ever met and the most fearful person that he had ever met. Well, that's true. And as I sit here and talk to you, I don't have any depression. I don't have any fear. I was able to heal all that. So the system that God has shown me, what I'm teaching you guys, and helping you guys to learn will help you to learn how to process on the inside of yourself so that you can heal your depression and your fear and your anxiety. And that's my goal, not making money, although money's fine, but to get this out so that you guys can learn to do this. And so that was my shadow side, dealing with the traumas of my childhood, which I dealt with Bach and the SAF. And then I think I told you the story, but I'll go ahead and tell it again. I gave money to a brother, and he came back from Iraq, and I gave money to him at the gas station, and he had these things written on his arm. I said, what's that? He said, he showed me as God bless a soldier in time of war, and other writings from Joshua and from the Bible. I said, man, were you in the war? He goes, yeah, and we talked. He saw some really horrible things, and I said, that's terrible. He said, yeah, I wake up every night sweating and trembling. He'd been back at least a couple of years, 2-3 years. So I said, well, let's get you on some flower remedies. Put him on the Star of Bethlehem, which is the one for grief and sorrow, and a bunch of other remedies. And came back in a month, and he'd been in a beautiful healing process. And I said, well, did the remedies work? He goes, yeah. I said, he said, you know, I feel much better. He said, these were his words. He said, you know, I don't wake up sweating and trembling anymore at night. I sleep through the night. And he said, 60% of my pain is totally gone. So I said, man, that is like way cool. So he was dealing with his shadow side, because once you have a series of traumas, be it as an adult or as a child, and most of the traumas of our childhood we don't remember, they're just stuffed away, and they go into what the ancient Chinese referred to as the underworld ghost river. And so what this work is about is to teaching you how to deal with the, and they're usually always invisible, can't really see them, the hidden, secret traumas of your life. So we did Sentry last week. So on that cheery note, let's go out to the walnut. I wanted to, and I'll tell you, as we go through this, and as we go through parasitic infestation through the next month or so, because there's 9 remedies who deal with parasitic infestation, I'll tell you more about the underworld ghost river. It's something most people don't know how to resolve, but if you've got the Bach and you've got the SAF, you can resolve most anything and put yourself into a healing process and make the shifts and the changes on the inside of yourself that you need to make in order to blow this thing right out of the water. So let's go now, look at my notes here, we'll go now and let's start talking about the walnut remedy. Now, if any of you guys have any questions, shoot me an email, medicinewind.11@gmail.com, and I'm sitting here got my tablet right by me, and I'll hear it coming in, I'll read your email and answer your question. That's a good question. Walnut, the second remedy we're going to deal with, there's like 9 remedies for parasitic infestation, 9 remedies for shielding and protection. A person not being shielded and have people sucking their energy and taking their power is one of the greatest causes of disease in reality that's out there. Just the other day, I said to someone, she said, oh, I feel so depressed. She called me, oh, I feel so depressed. And I said, why? Everything in the mind follows cause and effect. They want you to think that it's just a chemical, you know, but it really follows cause and effect. So I said, what happened to you? She said, well, nothing. I said, somebody hurt you? She said, no. I said, who'd you talk to yesterday? She said, nobody. And we got to going over it, and she had a long discussion with her mother, and her mother's real dominating and bossy and sucks her energy, takes her power. So she had this interaction with her mother over the phone, and her mother took her energy so bad, she went into a deep depression. She called me and told me, I'm just so depressed, I don't know why. And so by the end of the conversation, she knew. I said, well, girl, go take a hot bath and just relax. She knew. Now she knew. She's feeling better. She knew where it was coming from. I said, girl, you got to, like, put some boundaries up between you and your mother. And don't let her take your power anymore. So she knows the processing she needs to do now. So walnut, it says, those who have definite ideals and ambitions in life and are fulfilling them, but on rare occasions are tempted to be led away from their own ideas, aims, and work by the enthusiasm, convictions, or strong opinions of others. So her mother called her, and her strong opinions and her strong negative energy just sucked the life out of her. This remedy gives constancy and protection from outside influences. So walnut is, and if you have the book, Physician Heal Thyself, you can follow that. It's on the walnut. Parasitic infestation means that you've got parasites, and they're sucking your energy, and they're taking your power, and they are around you. You can't see them. Maybe you can't see them. Maybe they always like to, the thief always likes to disguise itself. They want you to know that it's a thief. Oversensitive to ideas and influences. She said to me, well, you know, maybe I'm just oversensitive. You know, maybe I'm taking it too personally. I said, no, girl, you got zapped. She goes, oh, okay. So you think you're oversensitive. You think these people are affecting you in a negative way. And they are. She said, well, it's my fault. I said, no. Your mother's doing this to you. She's walking in, she's taking your power. She says, oh. I said, stop thinking this is your fault. You have to see the interact. You have to see what actually is going on here. And what was going on was that mother was doing this to her. Under the influence of a strong personality, one student said, my dad was an alcoholic. I wanted his love so much. I was totally under his influence. So this is where you're like under the influence, you're controlled by a certain person. And you're under the influence of that person. Could be a teacher. Usually one person. Could be a teacher. Could be a husband. It could be a child. I had a mother say to me the other day, my children are just draining me. So it could be more than one. But whoever it is, they're strong people. I had a woman in L.A. She had a baby who was dominating. And this baby was, couldn't have been more than a couple of months old. But she said, man, he's so dominating. When he wants to nurse, he just he cries and cries and raises, oh, Billy, help. He wants to nurse, and he wants to nurse right now. And he won't take no, and you have to go in and nurse him. I said, well, he should be on some remedies for being dominating. She says, no kidding. Well, next month she came. And she told me, she said, you know, those remedies work really good. My baby is a totally different person. Went through a major healing process inside himself. Oh, said, he will now demand to nurse. And I turn and look at him, and he just stops. And this big smile comes on his face. He lets go of the whole thing. He waits until I'm ready. So remedies work better with children and animals than they do with adults. You give a flower essence just to adults. Well, first of all, most people don't want to heal. They love their disease. They get a lot of attention from it. And Dr. Murphy says, the guy says, oh, my arthritis, and he lovingly pats his knee. There's a lot of resistance with adults. Plus, people never train. Indians are different because the Indians have been trained to go to a medicine man. And so I was on the Indian reservation working with the medicine man, and I was watching him heal people. He's watching me work with people. He was just throwing people at me, and there were many, many healings. He has no resistance because they're wanting healing. It's a very simple, innocent thing. It's the same with people from Mexico. You go, oh, yeah, my mother was an herbalist. My grandmother was an herbalist. So there's like no resistance. Inability to reject. That means you can't reject when someone tries to control you and dump the negative energy on you. And long as it's a remedy to keep people from messing with your head. You ever had people messing with you? Messing with your head, making your head spin around, twist around. You get twisted in your mind, and your head gets all screwed up. And if somebody did that to you, walnut is a remedy to protect that, protect from that. Putting people on a pedestal, perhaps an authority figure, and then you glamorize that person. And this helps you to deglamorize that person so that you don't end up worshiping the wrong people. People are just draining you and sucking your energy. Under the influence of a suppressive person. Now, here's a spiritual law that you won't hear, and that is that you can't get healed. You can't get healed if you're under the influence of a suppressive person. One student said, my dad was an alcoholic, and I wanted his love so much. I was so much under his influence. A suppressive person sits on you. They suffocate you. They strangle you. It's hard to breathe around them. You can't be yourself around them. You're stifled. You're suppressed. You're constricted. And you definitely cannot heal if you're under the influence of a suppressive person. So walnut is one of the remedies for that. influenced only by one or two people who are very strong. So usually the walnut has one person. Walnut is for one person who influences them. They got one person who controls them, influences them. And then give away my power. Excuse me. There's other remedies that give away their power. Walnut's a big one. And walnut will usually give away her power or his power to a particular individual. And if you want to stop giving away your power, you got to process that issue and heal that issue. And the walnut is to get that process moving. Dr. Prince said the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and heal the particular issues you're dealing with. She's a cool psychiatrist. And then Bob Mignon is a psychiatrist in Punta Gorda, Florida. And he took one of my classes, and he said that at the end of a psychiatric interview, he says to the patient, "Now listen, I do holistic medicine too." He said, "Can I give you some Bach flower remedies, and I won't charge you anything?" And he sets down, he does her case, picks out the remedies, makes them up right there with his own hand, and gives them the Bach remedies. It's very, very sweet. And he said that he just gets tremendous results, and most patients will take the remedies from him. Give away my power. You don't want to give away your power to controlling individuals. I hear this is my first email coming in, so let me get over here. Okay, see who this is here. I'm trying to get over a bad case of hives, which causes itching and sometimes burning at various parts of my body. We appreciate suggestions to help remedy this condition. That's interesting. You know what I would do? Give me a call. Give me a call. We'll talk privately, because this is some private heavy stuff you got going on. And we shouldn't talk about this over the airwaves, I don't think. That's too private of a question. But, you know, give me a call, because, what's happening to you is something going on with you. And I don't know what it is. I have to interact with you in order to figure that out. Plus, you know, I don't give medical advice. Keep straight with the FDA. But give me a call. My number is 406-585-0774. And thanks for listening in. Okay, let's see. Draw suppressive people. The people that sit on you and press you down. Draws parasitic individuals. People who parasitic you and suck the life out of you. You know, I can't tell you the number of times I've gone into like Walmart or something. I'm standing there going to pay my bill, and by the time I leave, I'm just like, I'm standing by some angry, hostile woman who hates men, and she sucks the life out of me. She's like a big parasitic vampire girl, and I walk out of Walmart, and I just feel so bad. I just have no energy for the rest of the day. So most of the parasitic infestation that happens to people, you can't see that it's actually happening. It's invisible. So one of the things you have to do with the emotional component is pull the records and open the files. So our next indication, feel drained after talking with certain people. So you'll talk to certain people and then feel drained. Yeah, because they've been sucking your energy. Draws people who take a lot of energy from you. Your energy is pulled by certain strong individuals. And you need to be more shielded from violating parasitic negative energy people. Need more shielding, not enough shielding. Even in ancient Rome, the boys had shields. The shields were as tall as their body. And when the bad guys would send the arrows over to the Roman army, they just close in, put the shields together, get behind the shields. Not an arrow would touch a man. And then once they did all the arrows and the stones from the slingers, then they would close in on the enemy and go into hand-to-hand combat. And they still had their shield. So they were, the Roman soldiers were hard to get to. He had such a shield. We need shielding. You can be a numb zombie. Shut all your emotions down. In fact, you really want to do that, try some Prozac. I had a woman told me, I cry when I drive down the road. I cry if an animal, like a cat or a dog, has been run over. I just burst into tears. Then she said she went on the Prozac, and she said, or some other SSRI drug, I don't remember what it was, and she said, I don't cry anymore. I drive by the dead animals and I say, yeah, no big deal. You can do drugs. You can take alcohol, smoke pot. You can take, Oxycontin, whatever. You can shut your emotions down, or you can just become cold, closed, solid, icy, glacial, concrete person. And shut your emotions down. But that's not what we're doing here. What we're doing is we're talking about healing. If you're going to heal body, mind, and spirit, that's the mind stuff. You want to learn how to heal your heart and heal the issues of your heart instead of just being cool and acting like you got everything together, because you don't have everything together. You're a human being like everybody else, and you got your issues. This issue here is you got people around you who have negative energy. They're violating, they're parasitic, and they're sucking. So you need to be more shielded. Protection is the issue. You need to be protected from negative people. And then the other thing about one is actually draw negative energy. Excuse me, the people who are negative will actually come out of the woodwork to suck your energy and take your power, because you got a big old target on your back. The two deer were standing there, and one of them had a circle and a bigger circle around it and a bigger circle around it. And the other deer said, that's a hell of a target. That's a hell of a birthmark. That's a hell of a birthmark. So you want to get this target off of you, where these people are shooting at you all the time, shooting you down, draining you, putting you down, taking your power, tearing you down. Get drained by other people. Feel drained after talking with certain people. Need to be more shielded from strong individuals who are violating, parasitic, and negative. Vitality sapped by others. So a lot of times, the people who need more shielding, and again, there's 9 flower essences for shielding and protection, and the people who need more shielding and their vitality is sapped. Their life force is sucked by other people. So personally, I'm so exhausted, I'm so tired. Yeah, well, people taking your power. The very energy that you would use to run your day and do your business and run your life, people are sucking that out of you. It's a cult. For you to get up and feel great, and what like I did today, and I went out and I walked across the desert. Oh my God. Beautiful 70 degrees down into canyons and up across rocky areas. This is the most beautiful thing. I was walking, feeling so good, and I came back and feeling so good. When you feel good, and then all of a sudden it goes away, it's because someone is taking your power. And it could be the physical disease is a wake-up call to tell you that people are taking your power. Check this out. What I teach is that in the old age that we're coming out of, now we're going into the ascension, or we're going to the age of enlightenment, it's going to become very easy to become enlightened in the future. But we're coming out of the old age, and in the old age, going all the way back to Alexander, and even further back, God chose to use physical disease as a wake-up call to get you to pay attention to the fact that you need to make some changes and grow. George Washington went to see his mother, and his mother's whining and complaining, and he never comes to see her, and he doesn't give her enough money and whatever, and she's wrestling with breast cancer. And that breast cancer was to show her that she needed to make some changes and quit being the person she is and become a new person. I had a woman tell me, and she had breast cancer and throat cancer, and it went away. She was able to heal. looking at my disease as something that needed to be changed or fixed or something that was bad. She said, I started looking at it as my teacher, and I started paying attention to it. And then she took the remedies. We did the SAF. She was able to go through the changes she needed on the inside of herself. And what had happened to her, her shadow side, her underworld ghost, rather, was that her father, when she was little, had forced her to have sex with him once or twice a week. So when she was a little kid, you know, 7, 8, 10, 11, whatever, she was having to give him sex. And now that she was an adult, she was 51, all that stuff was coming up, and she was, Spirit was telling her it's time to heal that stuff. Well, in her particular case, you know, the Cherokee taught their children that between the age of 50 to 60, all your inner child material comes to the surface. And if you don't get it, if you don't resolve it, it turns into physical disease. So it was her time to begin to resolve this underworld ghost river that she had carried for so long. She did. I'm so proud of her. Need to be more shielded from people taking your power. Under the spell, the control, the influence of another person. I give Bill Nye attention. He possesses me for that time. Pressure from others. If you're getting pressure from other people. There was a woman in a spiritual group. And she was the daughter of the head of the spiritual group. And all the people would come and would ask her questions. And just, she was a young teenage girl, and she was just, you know, they asked this, and they wanted her to take responsibility for that. And she said, I just want people to leave me alone. I don't want to be taking care of all these people. It was driving her crazy, and I gave her remedies from the shielding group. She began to process that. And then a month later, she said, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm going to New York to begin my life. I said, well, only for you. She had got the shielding and protection that she needed, and she shifted and became a person you couldn't be calling up and straining her and telling her all your problems and stuff like that, which she'd done before. Certain strong individuals possess you. So you don't want to be possessed and controlled by anybody. Certain people can come and take your energy and dump on you because you got your guard down, your back door open. So the walnut person has a guard down. And the people are violating them, sucking their energy, taking the power. Healer syndrome. Healer syndrome Billy absorbs negative energy from the people he works on. He needs to be more shielded. He gets too involved. He takes on from the other person. So my ex-wife, she couldn't give massage because she told me that when she would do massage, she'd take on the pain of the other person. So walnut is a remedy for that. So that's the first dimension of the walnut. The second dimension, I think we probably ought to take it up next. Well, now let's talk a little bit more. I'll give it a few more minutes. The second dimension of the walnut, we'll give it a few more minutes and then we'll finish it next week. The second dimension of the walnut is adjustment to change and transition. If you have change, a lot of people say, I don't like change. If you have issues with change and transition, wait a minute. Now, let's do this next week. My heart's not in it. Let's talk about, let's see what our time is here. Okay. If you got any questions, shoot them quick. Why don't I just put my notes down? You know what? I hate talking from notes. I look over here. I hate talking from notes because then I'm like, talk about controlled. I'm locked in to the doggone notes. The shielding remedies or protect you. I mean, I got a man, he's up in New York. I said, man, you need protection from New York. It's like a real heavy place. He goes, yeah, I know. and we put him on the walnut and other remedies, and he's planning his escape from New York City now. And let me say, shout out to a couple people. Shout out to Mark, who's heading back to Belgium, and Mary Jane in London. And shout out to Anya in London. And shout out to Gail, who's on the East Coast. And Robin, up in Montana. Some of the people I work with and know, and some of the people that are listening. You know, here's where my heart is. I want to talk to you about the SAF a little bit. The SAF deals with healing through the organ systems, not through flower essences. Each organ, this is really deep. I don't know. I think I probably have to go into this next month, next week. But each organ processes things above the physical plane in the astral plane. For example, processes traumas in your underworld, ghost river, for example. The liver processes issues of loss. The kidneys process issues of fear. The brain processes issues of confusion. And the stomach processes issues of not being able to digest, dissolve, and assimilate the events, experiences, and situations of your life. So, you know, we're going to do a show. The reason I brought up the stomach, we're going to do a show on SAF coming up. And sweet Kathy Scania, shout out to you, Kathy, in California, is the wife of Dr. Joe Scania, who developed the SAF. There's nothing on earth that's like SAF. Louise Hay had said that it's the best system of therapy that's out there in the world. Very few people know about it because it's so deep, because we're dealing with the underworld ghost river. But the stomach... the stomach above the physical plane, see, these organs are processing emotional things. And the stomach, let me just say briefly, is about assimilating, not being able to assimilate the people around you. So people are negative. You're trying to digest and put on a happy face, and you can't do it. Experiences, situations, circumstances of your life that are around you, you can't digest these circumstances, but you still put on a happy face trying to digest them. So then the stomach comes up. So a lot of times with centric people, it shows up in the stomach. With the SAF, the stomach tries to process these issues of the people you can't digest. The energy is negative that you can't digest. Well, might as well digest it. There's nothing to do about it. Can't get rid of it. But it made you unhappy. But why are you still trying to digest it? It's old patterns from the childhood. You just have to live with it. Try to be happy. Can't do anything about it. Can't do anything about these people. Have to digest these situations that are undigestible. And these other people's negative energy is like undigestible. But you try to digest it anyway. The people, they just take your power. They eat you. They suck your energy. They actually eat you up. They swallow your energy, just gobble, gobble, gobble. You say something to them, they just gobble, 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 beating up your energy. There's two remedies with the SAF, or there's two organs which deal with parasitic obsession, the stomach and the adrenals, which is when a person shames you. And we're going to talk about that, but tonight I just wanted to mention the stomach. You have to swallow the negative energy of the other person they're throwing at you. They're dumping on you, and you're digesting it, giving away your power to them. They're swallowing you up. They're eating you up. The parasitic person is consuming you. That's the karma on the stomach. Anytime you're dealing with physical disease, all physical disease, pretty much without exception, is from past lives. When you try to interpret it, you've got to interpret it through the mind, what they call the emotional spiritual conflict. That's what we're talking about here, is how to do that. And align yourself with the divine plan. From the Bible, I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them on the paths that they have not known. And from Tsongkhapa Singh, we have not yet learned the will of God and how that will works entirely for our benefit. We do not know and understand that grand plan. So part of the whole thing of healing is to come to learn what the great plan is. Let me say one thing here in closing. Let me do a little commercial to pay the bills. My school is called, used to be called the International Association of Homeopathy. I'm changing it now to the Academy of Healing. We give certified homeopath. We give certified nutrition consultant. We give homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals, and we give certified herbalist. I sit with you for a year, hold your hand, sit beside you, and walk you through the gateways and the doorways of your own personal healing. That's the best way to see it, is just to see it on yourself. That's the way you have to learn the stuff. You can't learn it from a book. It's a true apprenticeship. We talk an hour a week. We can skip a week if you need or if I need. But pretty much through the year, we talk an hour a week, and I give you flower essences, and you begin going through a deep, rich healing process in yourself. And that's how you learn to work with other people. You don't have to work with other people to take the course. Primarily, the most important person to work with is yourself. I teach you the wonderful SAF systems. We teach you the Bach remedies. I have the oldest ongoing classes in the Bach remedies in the world, 40 years, and have developed a system called the Love Healing System, which is very effective, very advanced, and I teach you that system. And I teach you how to take care of yourself and your family, and I teach you how to take care of the people that you love and care for, mainly yourself, and the people that are around you. And so, anybody wants to get in touch with me, and I'll teach you the SAF and the alignment technique, and I'll tell you more about this stuff next week. My phone number is 406-585-0774, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. Send me an email. My number again, 406-585-0774. And if you're interested in learning how to heal yourself, how to heal other people, you're welcome to give me a call, and we'll talk about the program. I'll share how it works. So you all have a good night. Great spending time with you. And God bless us all here. And I look forward to visiting with you again next week. Thank you.